We're coming from you just west of Burnham Harbor, just nestled between the trees between Soldier Field and Burnham Harbor in the South Loop. John R. Schmidt with us, the great Chicago historian and now contributor to Extension 720, as we continue with our series about hidden Chicago landmarks based on your book. I got to say, this one fits the bill. We are standing, and I mean, when you say hidden, this is hidden. It is almost obscured by trees.
And there's a good reason for it to be hidden.
There's a good reason.
Yeah.
Where are we, John?
We are actually in Gold Star Mother's Park, as they call it now. And we are just east of Soldier Field, and we are looking at the Balbo Obelisk, Balbo Monument.
Wow. This is amazing, John, because this piece looks as no upkeep whatsoever. This piece is somewhat crumbling, but it is an amazing relic to a time that I think Chicago's forgot.
To put a little context, if you've ever seen the Marx Brothers movie, A Night at the Opera, there's a scene where they're coming over from Italy and they're trying to sneak in New York, and they disguise themselves with these beards, Chico and Harpo and whoever the male ingenue was in that movie, and they are being feted as the great flyers who flew over
right.
from Europe. And that's actually a takeoff on the Balbo Air Squadron, which is where this comes from.
So the idea is that Balbo was an Italian general who...
Yeah, Italo Balbo.
Italo Balbo was an Italian general who came here to Chicago in the early 20th century with his flying squad. They took him a couple weeks, but they came to Navy Pier. It was a big celebration of Italian heritage and culture.
Yeah, it was the World's Fair, the Century of Progress, 1933. And they flew this air squadron of airboats, you know, and they flew it over from Italy, and they landed in the harbor over here, and the World's Fair was being held right over here in Burnham Park, and they came in and people cheered them and everything, and Balbo came out on the deck and he's standing out there smoking a cigarette and people are cheering him. Well, the next couple of days, I mean, the whole city went crazy because this was a great accomplishment. You remember, it's only a few years after Lindbergh had flown over the Atlantic, and now we get this big air squadron coming over, and they're landing not in New York, they're landing in Chicago, and there's still that rivalry between New York and Chicago. Well, anyway, as I said, the city goes Balbo crazy. They honor him with banquets at the City Hall. They name 7th Street becomes Balbo Drive, and after a couple of days, Balbo and his people go home. Well, a year later, Mussolini, who is the dictator of Italy, Benito Mussolini, decides to commemorate this event by sending a gift to the city of Chicago, which had been so nice to his man, Italo Balbo. And they sent this, Mussolini sent this temple column, which is right up here. And they erected this in Burnham Park, where the World's Fair had been held. Now, the thing about this monument is, even though it's a couple thousand years old, it's the inscription on the side.
Yeah.
And fortunately, it's in Italian, because only people who know Italian could read this, because if you read it in English, it tells about how this has been brought through the auspices of Benito Mussolini, commemorating the Balbo Air Squadron, and who arrived here in the 11th year of the fascist era.
So that's what this is, nell'anno 11.
Yeah, the 11th year of the...
Dittatorial.
Yeah.
But the idea that the 11th year of the fascist
we're going to forget the current calendar we use now. We're going to use the fascist calendar, basically.
So amazing to think that this... On the precipice, I mean, really, right before World War II, this idea that Mussolini's making this connection and this almost friendship with the city of Chicago by bringing this over here. And this is a relic to a bygone fascist era.
Yeah, well, Mussolini was still, a lot of Italians mistrusted him, but a lot of them in those days supported, because they said, well, Mussolini may be bad, but at least he makes the trains run on time. And this is before he teamed up with Hitler. And, of course, once he teamed up with Hitler... You know,
all bets are off. John, I just got to ask. I mean, we're seeing in this country this surge of trying to get rid of Confederate monuments, and I don't think there are any standing German Nazi monuments in any form in the world at this point.
I can't think of any.
So how does this stay here? How does a monument that Mussolini gave Chicago, which Chicago obviously is not necessarily proud of, as this is ridiculously hidden to the public, how does this stay up and not taken down like the rest of them?
Well, it stays up because even though it's talking about the fascist era, let's face it, that temple column is really a relic of 2,000 years ago. So my idea that I mentioned in the book is, well, leave it here, but just put something over in a plaque here. Yeah. We're at a Gold Star Mothers Park.
And we are, yeah. We're in the Memorial
Gold
Park.
Star Mothers.
This and is that, all we're for fallen police
you know,
officers.
It, and, yeah. You know, people want to see where this comes from. We don't obliterate history entirely, but we don't have to celebrate it. So, ostentatiously either.
To think about where we are with Soldier Field, you could see the columns and the spaceship looking at Soldier Field. Then you think of all the kids and the school kids, and everyone is on the museum campus right now at all the museums. Nobody knows this is here.
No. It used to be, before they renovated Soldier Field, Lakeshore Drive used to come right through here, closer to this, the northbound lanes of Lakeshore Drive, and it was much more visible then, but that's been some time ago, and the trees are growing up.
Well, they're obviously not, there's no touch-up budget in the city budget for this thing, because they seem to be
How much is a plaque?
Wow, now this is truly hidden Chicago. John R. Schmidt, Chicago historian and our contributor, as we here in Extension 720 continue our hidden history series with John. Thanks for showing us a part of Chicago history that people probably have no idea stands here.
Okay.